This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I can.
Who is you having a conversation with?
Sorry?
Who was that conversation with?
Oh, it was on Instagram as well, just making sure people were listening in.
Oh, right. Okay.
And just making sure that they could log on and listen, and just somebody was asking a direct, they sent me a direct message, and then I was talking to them live as well, as you do these days.
As you do
100
things
at once.
You certainly do. Now, let's talk about your current project. What is it? What's it all about?
Well, the current project is something I've never done before. So the artwork is actually on posters. It's called the Albatross Project, with a sort of subtitle called, you know, Love, Hope, Trust. And it started off with the idea of how do I have an exhibition. So I had my exhibition, I guess, postponed, but it may be cancelled for this year, like many artists and musicians and whatnot. And so I thought, look, I still need to be creative. I still like to have a project. And so I decided to, after discussing Rock Posters, who has done my posters in the past to promote my, you know, postcards exhibition and my Cityscapes of New York, we had a discussion, and he thought the idea was really good. He loved the message, and decided to put these two big albatross, which originally were an image that I used in a book called The Garden of Sorrows. The two albatross were part of that book. And I decided that I wanted to spread a message of hope, a message to sort of for people to stay safe, but at the same time to have a sense of hope and trust that we'll get through this. And so the posters are up in Melbourne as well as Sydney. There's hundreds and hundreds of them. And you know, it's also a way of having artwork up on a scale that, you know, I wouldn't normally do. You know, and, you know, some of the posters are up in places like King's Cross, and they're quite poignant. So, you know, there's not many people on the street that see them, but the people that do see them, I think in particular some of those sort of areas, it's really beautiful to see the posters in that sort of environment. And then people have been taking photos and posting them and saying, this was a wonderful message. And I just think that the posters are doing things that I never intended to do or had hoped would happen but didn't know if it would.
Oh, good on you.
Me.
Yeah.
And so the post...
Yeah, go on.
Yep. I was going to say, the posters are kind of doing things that a normal art project couldn't do.
Yeah.
They're opening up discussions, and people are kind of responding to them and saying, well, you know, this is really inspiring. It's so nice to walk past a positive message in the morning on the way to work or... So it's just been really fulfilling, because normally as an artist, you put the work out there, but unless you're in the gallery, you may not necessarily hear all that kind of stuff.
But you've been really good, Marco, that you have done in the past for a lot of your exhibitions. I remember the bookshop up on Bourke Street. You had a display in the front window as well, and the catalogue was there, that you could buy the catalogue in the store, but you also had a display from your big poster, your street posters you were doing. So, you know, like with a lot of artists, they go, oh, no, I can't be too commercial. I can't be this. I can't be that. You've embraced it, haven't you? And you're spreading the word, as you said, you know, like people that normally wouldn't see your art is now seeing these albatrosses all over Melbourne.
Well, I think for me, I'm really, for this project, I'm really driven. So there's a couple of things I'll say there. One, as far as artists go, I think that particularly in Australia, that's why I love New York. New Yorkers really encourage artists to put themselves out there. You know, they don't really have, I guess, the stereotypical tall poppy syndrome that we have here, I guess, if you, you know, think about that kind of thing. So I guess New York suits me in that way. And I also encourage artists to look, if you believe in what you're doing, you need to, you know, promote it and put it out there. Otherwise, you know, if you really enjoy being a starving artist, then don't do any of that. And, you know, don't do any of it. But, you know, I think I'm lucky enough to have the great relationship with Rock Posters. And as I say, he just loved the idea of this particular campaign. And So, yeah, no, he got on board, and that changed everything for me. It meant that the posters could go out on a large scale, and, you know, I just posted 10 of them on my Instagram to show people that what happens to the posters once they're up. They take on a new life form in their own right.
Yeah. So what is your Instagram page?
It's Marco Lucio Artist.
Right. And is it all one word? It's all one word, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I've been putting up, you know, people's posts. I'm putting up this week all the posts that people have been. So what's been really lovely, David, is that without me prompting anything, so the posters have actually been up quietly without telling anyone about the project for about 2 weeks, just quietly, just seeing what would happen. And it's really blown me away that all of a sudden every day I'll see a couple of posts that are hashtagging the Love, Hope, Trust.
Yep.
And with a positive message saying, thank you so much for doing this, you know, and people that I don't know, obviously, which is just really wonderful. And, I mean, the reason I've chosen the albatross, I think they kind of, in a way, represent the Australian, the need for travel. So the albatross is such a big traveller.
Ah.
And so the albatross travels for miles and miles, but it always returns to its loved one. You know, they're a very loyal creature, and I think Aussies are very loyal. We love to travel. And so, in a way, the image of the albatross is kind of ironic, and I kind of like that play because here's an image that I'm using for this project that's contrary to what we're supposed to be doing. You know, we're not supposed to be travelling, and at the same time, the two albatross, the beaks are touching.
Mm.
So we're not allowed to touch at the moment. But for me, that's a symbol of the love and the connection that we must still have and we must hold on to and we must share.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that I love all that irony. And then if you think of the Mariner's Rhyme, Coleridge's very famous, the Mariner's Rhyme, where the captain kills the albatross, and the albatross is a symbol of good luck.
Mm.
And so by killing the albatross, he has bad luck.
Mm.
So, again, I kind of like the idea that the albatross has that dual meaning. It's, it always returns home for love.
Fantastic. And, again, what's that Instagram page?
It's Marco Lucio Artist, and the Facebook is exactly the same. And I'm just posting up anybody that that takes a photo and would like me to post it, you know, feel free to send it through and, spread the positive word, really. And, for me also, I started this because I think a lot of people will have a real issue with their identity at the moment. You know, who are they without their jobs? And for me, this is a way to also open up discussions with people. And people have been writing all sorts of beautiful things about the three words of love, trust and hope. And I'm blown away by how open people are, people I don't know, and how open they are with their comments.
Yeah, good on you. Marco, always a pleasure to talk to you and always loving what you're doing as an artist.
Thank you. Sorry, David, before we go, can I just say, can everybody support Joy FM? Because you guys are amazing, so I'll be donating after this interview.
Excellent.
Can everybody please donate? These guys, you guys do an amazing thing for artists. You've always supported my work and you support lots and lots of different artists and you're wonderful people and you deserve everything you can get. So please, everybody help Joy FM.
Oh, thank you. And if you want to donate or become a member, you go to joy.org.au and, of course, it's right on the front page, a present. Marco, thank you so much. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you so much, David. Take care. Stay safe.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.